The Piano Man, Hippolyta. Friends visiting Beethoven found ruined pianos, out of tune, strings broken from the pounding as he tried to hear. He'd sawn the legs off one machine to feel the music with air, using hands to improvise for hours, hearing through his fingers, his chest, salvaging the earth song, lawnmower, dog, siren, wind, and the bubbles popping through the airlock over Lillipilly wine. A piano is said to be ruined rather than neglected or devastated when it has been abandoned to all weathers, say on a sheep station or tennis court, with the result that few or none of its notes sound like that of an even-tempered, upright piano. A ruined piano has its frame and bodywork more or less intact, even though the soundboard is cracked wide open, with the blue sky shining through, so that it can be played in the ordinary way. By contrast, a devastated piano is usually played in a crouched or lying position. I respectfully approached the ruined piano in a tractor shed at Nallon Sheep Station. As I played, ants came out and journeyed in concentric circles on the front panel of the 1920s Jackson piano. A pianola lives and dies in a succession of environments, now in the church hall, now in the back bar, the back shed, the backyard, under the bamboos, and finally the sheep station rubbish dump. As the pianola dies, its memories are set free, and it dreams its ancestral dreams. All that fine 19th century European craftsmanship, all the damp and unrequited loves of Schumann, Brahms and Chopin, dry out and degrade into a heap of rotten wood and rusting wire.